take the decision you left or leave, you must just decide.
Well, do you know what time? Do you know what the agenda
is? I don't know. I do know that next week they are, for instance, voting on that security vote. Remember, it's our last week, right? I don't know what's the agenda. Do you know what the agenda is? Oh. Did I send an email? Oh, let me just email Jabulile, who is acting in the position of committee coordinator in our office. He's in the process of phoning relevant committee secretaries to establish whether the meetings that they had scheduled for Tuesday, the 20th, could possibly be postponed. There has been a request from the programming group to start earlier with the plenary on that day, 10 o'clock, seeing that the agenda is quite long. It is the last plenary of the term and important to pass certain votes that need to be transmitted to the NCOP for finalization before year end. Please assist by speaking to the chairperson, blah, 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 and let us have an urgent issue. We will communicate to the House Chair and get back to you. No, they don't say what it is. It's just that it's the last plenary. But I would imagine that we are going to this. If it's the last plenary, then it means the intelligence bill definitely will be up there because it has to be passed. And I would imagine lots of Cindy's whispering lots of legislation that needs to go to the NCOP before closing off. I don't know how many of them would need votes. And we need to get back to that for Tuesday. And our agenda was to talk to the stakeholders on Tuesday and talk to the department on Wednesday, being informed by the stakeholders. If we cancel Tuesday, it doesn't make sense to have the Wednesday meeting.
Yeah.
So that's the knock-on effect that it will have. So what's it on Babendo Bunja? Just to bring you into the picture, Babendo and Abraham, in the speaker's, another speaker in the chair of chair's offices to postpone our meeting for Tuesday because they want to start plenary at 10 o'clock because they've got a long program. So I decided let me bring it here. But I'm saying if we cancel Tuesday, we were going to have stakeholders talking to us on their perceptions of torture and all those things. Wednesday, we were going to have the department being informed by stakeholders and our own observations. So if we cancel Tuesday, then I don't think that we can go into Wednesday's meeting. We'll probably go in half-baked, not having benefited from stakeholders. The question is, do we say to Cindy, she must phone them and say, well, we'll cancel Tuesday? That's the question before us. And in essence, cancel Wednesday, I mean, that would be our own domestic internal business. And Mr. Self asked the question, do we know what's on the agenda? They don't give it to us, except that there's lots of legislation that must go to NCOP. But I do know, because I asked this question this morning from the Deputy Chief, he indicated that next week, he just said to me, well, next week we're going to debate and pass the intelligence. So if this is the last plenary and only plenary, that would be at least one of the agenda items, lend of intelligence or protection of information. So, and that would be what we say to Cindy.
Yeah, but I mean, just from my point of view, I am always frustrated by the way that the parliamentary agenda is arranged. I think we spend far too little time spacing out the legislation. It always comes to the last day, and there's always a big rush, and anybody's agenda is going to have to be very to accommodate what is basically, in my opinion, bad management.
Okay.
And
I think it's up to us, so we should just say that yes, we agree with you what you are saying, but these are the concerns that you are having in the manner that we are running our affairs. We agree with them that we go ahead and choose the plenary without our committee meeting, but we raise our concerns, and Mr. Self can raise the concerns as well from the PAC.
I think it's coming from the chair. I think it's coming from the chair of the committee. We'll have to raise the collective view. And I suppose we can complain separately if we need to in the works meeting. But I'm sure the works are having the same thing, because I can't see them bringing it to committees without talking to works. Because it says the programming work is the one requesting it, isn't it? But
I'm not quite sure now. I think why are we doing this?
No, we're not. Abbasan was saying that we continue with business.
I think Mr. Kelly is saying the same thing, but he's putting it in a very polite way of saying that the way you are being treated. But he's saying it in a diplomatic way, not in a rough way.
No, I understood Self to say we continue with business. I understood Kelly to say we cancel business, but we protest.
That's what I'm
we
saying.
Cancel under protest.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you cancel under protest.
Yeah, oh, this one is saying, I cancel and let's see our Kubek.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go in this Kubek. We can't be detected by anybody else. We have got our own program. Our own program dictate to us. We sit down and make the program. You come to us and we agree with the program. Therefore, it cannot come from somewhere else. And then they tell us what to do. That's my problem. Because immediately we do that, we will push this way and push that way. We will end up not knowing exactly what to do.
Okay.
I may be out.
No, that's fine.
But
no, I'm saying we'll have a decision.
I may be out, but that's how I see it.
Chair, I think far too many times one gets the impression that the powers that be at home do not take into consideration the extent of the workload of the that we have set our programs and we take the trouble to get the relevant stakeholders and suddenly a ball from the blue comes and says, listen, we've got something else on and you've got to cancel everything else that you've done. I think they need to take into account that we are running a statutory institution. And that once we make certain arrangements, I'm certain that stakeholders have been informed already, and now we've got to go back and tell them that this cannot be done and we've got to change things. This is not the way the business of Parliament should run. That's what I believe, Chairperson. I'm sure even Mr. Keller agrees that we need to make that very clear. Whether we should sit on Tuesday or not is a matter that we must reach consensus on. I'm inclined to agree with Mr. Keller that for this time we are willing not to we are willing to sort of subscribe to what they want, but that we put on record that we are not prepared to do this politics. We put that out to the plans made, arrangements made, and then just follow the way side, and that is not correct. The next time I think we have to take the option that Mr. Shelf has.
I think members are correct, because simply saying it's not the second time that we are going to go to stakeholders. So even if we exceed or whatever the correct issue it is, we have to raise it. I mean, I don't think a phone call alone is going to be enough. We'll have to write a letter if we go that way, because it's the second time. I mean, I got a call from the, I don't know if you, when you say the second time, are you also alluding to last week? I mean, and National Commissioner phoned me and said to me that they are busy in serious negotiations, can we cancel the 7th day? Yesterday, the Pop Crew SG phoned me, said, I'm here already, and only now I get that information. And I said, I'm sorry, because we got it late from your principals. So I don't know if you're talking about that one. So yeah, it is becoming a problem in our life that we are cancelling because of things we if we go the route of canceling. If we go the route of saying, no, we are not canceling, we are continuing, I suspect eventually somebody will come and say, well, you're a subcommittee of parliament, you're not going to take that. I don't know. I just suspect that's what they would say to us. And it would be better if we knew who the others and tried to lobby them. But I don't want to be the sore thumb alone. And others have said, no, it's fine, we will cancel. I'm not sure where the other committees. But I do think we need to protest. I really think the worst, the least we can do is to protest and indicate that their poor planning is rendering us unprofessional in the eyes of our stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think we should be doing. If that is fair, then I think we can draft that letter and send it to them. I said to them we will come back to them. It will be the first item before we start. I think they're waiting for this type of thing. So I think somebody must draft that letter quickly for us. Because I really do think we need to introduce that letter. It's not on. So is that acceptable that we get somebody to draft a half page of strongly protesting?
I think we check for something.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is it okay that we do? No, we'll start. Our meeting will finish. It shouldn't be a long meeting. They can then wait until 11 o'clock. We will set up. I promise them we'll do it now. I don't know if they put you under pressure as well. Yeah, you can call them and say that we will respond to them. I think that's probably the better one. That we are deliberating and we'll respond to them in the hour. Alright. Sorry for that, but... So that means... What it means technically is that we don't have business next week. As the committee, we don't have business next week. We can't see the department for them. Indicates that the oversight report is not done, so that even if we don't sit, at least the only thing we can do is to adopt that report, the oversight report that we've had on Wednesday. Because if we're sitting here on Tuesday and we've got no business on Wednesday, then we can do as we're doing today, 1 hour or 20 minutes to adopt the oversight report, and that will be our business. All right. Our agenda then was going to be the adoption of that report. Cindy says it's not ready, she's busy finalizing it. In your absence, Cindy, they were appreciating your professionalism.
No.
Mother didn't. But I say to her privately. Okay, I'll convey it to you privately. We've got minutes of the 31st. Before us, that was the agenda item. And then there should be our proposal that we discussed and Cindy says reduced into writing around our comments around the medical parole part of the Correctional Matters Amendment Bill, and that is a 1.5 page edition. This one here. Shouldn't take us too long. This thing, contributing factors to overcrowding. We think you must respond to. That is what is is these matters of consideration that we can just quickly look to. Oversight, we agreed, will be done next week if it's not ready. And the minutes of the 7th? Also. Okay. So, agenda items 3 and 4, we are requesting that we can refer them to next week, and then we just deal with item 1, 2, and 3, and we should be out of here in 15 minutes. Is that okay? Thank you so much. Thank you. And we then start with the minutes of the 7th, I think, department of the 31st of August. And ask if there are any alterations on page number 1.
Many inmates with their little treatment with them were left to spend many months in the
page. Which page are you talking to?
On the same page.
Yes, sir. Supporting it?
Oh,
okay. So you're suggesting that we put it. Well, I never said in my document you support it, but I think somebody had captured the day earlier saying that even self supported it. But I mean, I stand by my position, so maybe at some point, and I've said let's open the debate.
Maybe at some point
we must have a public hearing and indeed open that discussion.
Yeah.
At some point. But I was just raising it with that page. There was nothing else on that page, so is there anything on page 10? That we want to change?
Yeah.
No? Thank you. Page 11? Nothing. If I can just take members then back to in the same spirit to page 3. You recall that there was a big fight about the unauthorized expenditure, I think it was 200 odd thousand, rather than the Auditor General, 400,000 of it. Mm-hmm. Subsequent to our discussions, I received a text from Treasury where the Department and Treasury have identified one or two line items where they're saying to Treasury, charged it against these line items. I think it was on the staffing. They said they were not going to fill all the positions, so take it off that line. So I'm just raising it, and I think that it's some sort of consensus. We had said to them, this thing must be resolved before year end, because it's one of the factors that lead to this qualification. At that point, they seem to be saying that they can't afford it. If they do it, it will impact on service delivery and that type of thing. It throws them in scope of the member. Subsequent to that, it looks like they have now agreed that they will take it off some of the funded vacancies that they will not fill in this financial year. I thought I should just raise it.
So does that make the unauthorized expenditure authorized?
No, what it does, it means that they're paying their debt, and we won't be able to put those things until next year. That's what it means. And I think we should be fighting with them as well, because I mean, if there's a vacancy, there must have been a need for it. So now they are saying that need must be postponed until next year. I mean, it's getting out of the problem, but I don't think it's solving our concerns. But I think that is what they've agreed with Treasury. It's taking away the order that general's concern is. Yeah. Yeah. And I think between them and Treasury, they seem to have agreed, signed off. I saw a letter from the DG of Treasury saying I agree. All right. So those are the minutes with the changes that we've affected and the method that we will take back to GCS in terms of their having failed. Do we adopt? Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I saw a young man here was in the wrong office.
Yeah, was in the wrong office.
All right. Members, we if we go to the correctional matters amendments, we had said to them that we wanted to look at the section 29A and B, I think it was, that spoke specifically to parole. They came and briefed us on the entire changes, including that one. We, I think, after the rating and getting clarity, were in agreement that it captured what we wanted, captured. Ours now is to say that officially in this document Cindy is attempting to say that so that we can adopt it and have this matter done. Any comments on Cindy's report? I know, I don't know if Mr. Sam was in that meeting.
Can I comment?
Yes, sir, you may. Yes, you may.
Okay, there's just actually extending the statement.
Okay.
2.1. The security breaches that stopped there in trousers.
With an A, absolutely.
Otherwise it's fine.
Okay. Otherwise it's fine. Yes, okay. We were basically saying we think it's capturing what we want. You want to say something like that?
Yes, Professor. Yes. Again, I want really to say to Sandy that we appreciate the way she's capturing our reporting and the accuracy of her work. And we really want to thank Sandy for the way she is informing us and doing our job very well. The job well done.
I think you mean Sandy, 10% of your salary will be also fine. All right, thanks very much. Thank you. So that has been adopted formally. The amendments.
How did you arrive to
10%. And not even 3.
I'm negotiating now. How do you arrive at 10%?
Normally the
I was thinking around about 10%.
Normally the charismatic churches say you must give a tithe. Okay, we are then happy with the regulation 29A and 29B on the correctional matters amendment. Thank you so much. And what does it goes to Parliament?
Okay.
It does go to Parliament and to the NCOP. Okay, we will then do so. The last item we want to deal with, and everybody was here, it was factors that we think should go to to somebody in the judiciary. We will find the correct people. I don't know who it is, but basically saying, look, guys, these are the matters that we are picking up. Please be cognizant of that. That was the spirit in which we were doing it, because they are a serious role player helping us, especially if you consider that after our oversight business itself, you know, you weren't there, but I'm sure you're aware of it. We met a, I don't know what they call them, judge president, but the head honcho is a province. And we raised this matter of the 300 grand people that we saw there. And he was very shocked. He said to us, but there's a national instruction that anybody that has got less than 2,000 and less than 1,000 rand can't afford it, goes in there. 2 weeks later, the onus is on DCS and the prosecutor to take those people back to the magistrate and say, look, your initial intention wasn't to have this person locked up, that's why you gave him such a small bail. Clearly you can't afford it, he's in there, and they look at it. What is going to happen? So I'm saying those are the type of things that we want to raise with the, with these guys, saying that, look, there are things that we think you should be doing to help us overcome this. And I said to Cindy and Mpho, they must just put a few of them on the table. And if members are happy, we will then reduce this into some sort of a communication with the judiciary. So Mpho, I don't know if you're going to talk to us briefly. I don't know if members have looked at it, if they want to comment on it. Maybe let's open it up for comments, if members want to comment. It's really just our draft document. You can accept it, you can reject it, you can alter it.
Thank you very much. I think it is a very, very well written document. Obviously, it's not the first time that we have considered the fact of what contributes to overcrowding. And I think it might help to just preface this by saying that, you know, we have produced previous reports on the condition of overcrowding. And the fact is, the matter is that despite that, overcrowding situation is not all that much improved. And some of the recommendations that were made in the previous one as well. So it speaks to the fact that nothing has really changed. Nothing has really changed. So I think if we just use it up to the next one in Turkey, I think it was in about 2005 or thereabouts that we did commit to produced a very similar report. The recommendations really speak to how do we overcome, how do we mitigate overcrowding in prison. Okay? And I think most of the factors have been captured in this report. I'd just like to, on page 3, the amendments to bail conditions. There it says, the 63A of the Criminal Procedure Act that may apply to amendments to bail conditions on account of prevailing prison conditions, including whether the sentence is overcrowded. Now, I was trying to find the question that I asked a couple of years ago on how many applications have been brought. And the reply was that just about every single province had brought applications to court for the release of people underground prisons where it goes to be overcrowded. And the courts had turned them down. I think I'll try and source that question with them, because I don't think the court is entirely on the side of the defendant.
Okay.
I think where the defendants have tried to do that, the courts have turned them down. And I was told at the time, the head defendants shrugged their shoulders and said, well, what's the point? You go to a lot of trouble, you run up legal expenses through the state attorney, you bring the application, and then the court throws them out. So I'll, as I said, I'll use that question which I couldn't find this morning when I was reading.
So are you suggesting we try and capture that type of thing?
That
it's courts have a role to play.
It may be that.
Yes, as I'm saying, courts have a role to play as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the
Now I understand if you're going to capture the court.
Yes.
Because in our last oversight, we think that this is our
people. Yes.
Our people who are not doing the job.
Yes.
It's not what Mr. Sartre is saying. But if you are going to capture a book, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the report is focusing on what we have found in oversight this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But if you are going to capture it the last time of the question that he asked, in other words, the JPS just must speak on these things so that we both departments understand what is taking place.
Okay, we will find into that, Mr. Rocker.
Chairperson, I think what Mr. Self said here now is really wise. According to him, in 2005, similar report was adopted, processed, and naturally, my people have been just shown. Because if there has been no reaction to that, Chairperson, then there is a breach of it. This one fine, not only in this department, but in fact, in every department. Now, fine, we are going to adopt this report, for example. You have stated that how the report has come about. Where does it go to from here? What I'm trying to reach, Chairperson, is which is the implementation agency? Here you have to do with the police. You've got to do with the Justice Department, Magistrates Court, Judges, what have you. Is there some or other forum where this committee, represented by yourself, could appear and say that, look, man, as a result of our oversight work and our involvement in the sector, this is what we are finding, and where there are seated representatives of, for example, the Magistrates Commission, or somebody from the Commissioner of Police and Office, or whatever, the parties that must actually know about this, and the parties that will actually see that it's being implemented. Otherwise, Chairperson, all that happens is that we go through the regular parliamentary motions, we have an oversight committee, we've been an oversight, we found this out, we found that out, we prepare the report, these things go through. What I'm looking for, Chairperson, is there a forum where the Chairperson of this committee can represent this committee and say, look, guys, these things are not happening.
Yeah.
The law says this can be done, the law says that is possible, but it is not happening. Otherwise, Chairperson, it becomes an exercise in semantics. Our job is to see that and prepare a report, and then it goes through. These reports don't even get debated in Parliament already. You know, I mean, if a report of an oversight visit, for example, gets debated in Parliament, it's highlighted, and something happens. My problem is that at the end of the chain, what is going to happen? Because if that does not happen, Jefferson, and I'm talking as a result of Mr. Self's personal experience of 2005, questions which he had asked and where it was found that what the heads of the centers are trying to do is not implemented by the courts, the result is that they then think, after look, what's the purpose? That's what's rather than what's happened to work with you about it. Because nobody's going to do anything about it. And if we can't do that, Chairperson, then our whole exercise, I don't say it is a futile exercise, we've done our job. But then nothing happens to it. That's what worries me. Thank you.
There are two possibilities which you must call what Mr. Abel is saying. My colleague is saying. There are two possibilities. Instead of putting these things in the APC and then adopted by Parliament, you have to hit hard on Parliament in this matter. Not just the shepherds. Because sometimes I understand that bringing this JPS cluster for quite a little bit, I understand sometimes that when they want to squeeze somebody, they do that. Parliament do that. And then they look at the person and say that, we know that he complains very hard and so on and so forth. But sometimes if these reports are going to be adopted in Parliament, if they are not just for our department, in other words, the department that we are looking after, in other words, they are attaching to the other departments, I think we must open up the debate in Parliament. Not just putting the chairperson, because I know that in your forums, anywhere else, in your chairperson, or in your caucus, or whatever, they may hit hard on you. But when it's debated in Parliament, and all parties are there, and then open up and think what Mr. Self is saying, And I'm saying what I find is in such as something like that. They cannot say that you told me to say what I'm saying, because you have got no right to tell me what I'm saying. There's another thing that I'm talking about, because man himself got that answer because he was asking a question. Now, if it comes back again, they will think that he's doing it because he's in opposition. They won't think that we are raising it again because of politics. It has happened again for a second time. But if we are raising it alone, it's you that you say this is a report, this is what we are finding, and so on and so forth. It's hitting on the other department, which is a sister department, not your department. Somebody will say that I know Mr. Smith, he's always doing this and so on and so forth. I don't know why it's like this. But if we are, what I'm trying to say, if it's touching other sister departments, all reports that are touching other sister departments in the JPS, they have to be openly and clear and see how far they're going to take it. And point fingers that we have done everything in our power, but this is the department that is a stumbling block. This is the department that is a stumbling block. This is the department that is a stumbling block. And so on and so forth. Because you can't do it alone. At the end of the day, you will look as if you are carrying a burden of somebody else. That's how I see it.
There's a firm proposal that, having adopted it, I'm hoping it's answering you, Bob, Abraham, that we formally debate this matter in the House. I think the other thing that we should be doing, Stanley, is maybe sending a copy to the government JPS cluster.
Yes.
So we send a copy to the government JPS cluster for the information, because they must then talk to the judiciary or anybody else, but we formally debate it in the House.
Yes.
And if any of those ministers want to come and defend, then they are
welcome
to be part of
it.
Right.
In the House, so
yeah.
That everybody will know that it will say it's Jefferson. It's not you, but we have said it to the committee, to other people, and say this is the problem that we are carrying, but it's you as standing block.
All right. There's the proposal that we adopt, ask for a debate specifically in the House, but send a copy to the cluster at government level, because they are the implementing arm of it. That's the proposal. Mr. Abraham and then Mr. Sal.
Mr. Jefferson, I agree with the proposal, but I think we need to go one step further. When I said that the chairperson should be placed in a position where he could appear at some of these forums, I don't mean a parliamentary forum, for example, the chair of chairs forum. I don't mean that. What I mean is, for example, if the magistrates commission having a sort of a gala. Whether it is impossible for the chairperson to be requested, or that we request, that we present a paper on this type of issue. What I would like to see, colleagues, is that the parliamentary portfolio committee's oversight work must not just remain a little parliamentary thing. The chairperson will represent all of us. Must go there and go and sell this report, for example, to the interested parties. I don't know how it can be done, but I don't believe in the word impossible. Everything human made is possible. So that the chairperson can go there and sell these ideas, so that the work of this committee will be highlighted. You know, it mustn't be seen as a committee that merely goes and does oversight, and some people call it a jolly good holiday or whatever excursion, and comes back, prepares a report, it goes to the parliamentary channels, and up to now, basically these reports, you don't ever see them again. And I say that we must profile our committee in such a way that the JCPS cluster on the ground, the implementers, those magistrates, those police, at their forums, the chairperson should get a voice so that the committee's work is highlighted and these types of problems are brought to the attention of the implementers on the ground. But the fact that a head of the center goes and makes an application and that application is turned down or whatever, is a problem with the prosecutor, is a problem with the court. All I'm saying is that we need to, when we say take parliament to the people, that these things be passed on to the people. Because then the people that, that work with these things are aware of what our thinking is and the work that we are doing. Thank you.
Much I certainly agree with Honorable Abraham. We must go, what he's saying is that we must think out of the box, or go out of our comfort zone, if I may put it that way, that we must go beyond and give Chairperson the mandate that the Chairperson will present us at several forums and externally, if I understand Honorable right, that externally, so that we can voice, because we are, as I said, that we are sounding like that old long player granny form, talking and nothing is happening. So that we can't be a granny form, but we must be a mover, to move and shake, movers and shakers. So we must move and shake the system. Thank you.
Now, can I close the thing by saying that in your input at the debate, you'll raise this matter. We agree with the debate. Everybody will raise this point. We're just highlighting it. Mom, Nyanda.
No, I'm covered.
I think members must raise it in the debate. And of course, when we identify these things, I'm sure if we go and ask nicely to say we want to attend your magistrate's forum,
yeah.
We'll gate crash. By asking to be invited, so we do that. Mr. Abraham, I beg your pardon, Mr. Sarr.
And not on that topic, on some other standard stuff.
Just before we get there. So on this one, we are happy.
We will
ask for a debate in the House. We will send it, I would imagine, via the Minister to the Chair of the Task Force. I know Jeff Hadev is the Chair of the Task Force Cluster. But ask her to present it to the Task Force Cluster, and we will also, where possible, ask to sell our arguments in these various fora if they do exist.
Sorry, Chair, there are just two other aspects which I think would be useful to add.
To include into here, okay?
The first is the whole use of track in the line, which is dealt with to some extent, but I do think that what we need to do is we need to highlight it very explicitly and on its own,
okay,
standalone aspect,
yep,
that the greater use of tracking devices, particularly if the technology that was developed at the Department of Justice, will allow more people to be released on bail because they can track their whereabouts. Mm-hmm. One of the arguments always used against granting bail is that people will act on. And if it is so that tracking devices are as effective as they might have to be, then I think we need to highlight that in that report as well, because it will have the effect of allowing more people in Congress to get out on bail. The second aspect...
Is there agreement on that one?
Yeah.
On the electronic tracking, yes, sir?
The second one is a matter that was raised by the Minister at the beginning of the budget vote in this latest vote. And that was the possible concluding of prison transfer agreements between other countries. And how that works is that if somebody, Jonathan Smith is sentenced in South Africa and James Self is sentenced in England, then James Self is extradited to serve the rest of his sentence in South Africa. And if you were English, you would be extradited back to England to serve your sentence in England. Now, I've likewise done some awesome parliamentary questions. There are roughly 10,000 foreigners who are sentenced prisoners in South Africa. Roughly 10,000. Now, if I then put the figure instead of 123 rand a day, actually, it was more like 250 rand a day. But let's say it's 200 rand a day to keep a single person in prison. Can you imagine if 10,000 of those people were repatriated back to their country?
Mm-hmm.
What the savings would be? There are obvious advantages for reintegration and rehabilitation. I mean, I once went up to Furberg prison. There were three Lithuanians. Now, the Lithuanians, speak English, I didn't speak Afrikaans, I didn't speak any other language that can arrive. I spoke Lithuanian. So they were stuck in the hospital section because nobody could talk to them, they couldn't talk to anybody, they couldn't take any instructions. I mean, it made no sense whatsoever for them to be in Togo. They should have been repatriated back to Lithuania to serve their sentence in Lithuania. Now, the point I'm making is this, that a prison transfer agreements are very complex, they require jurisdiction that is similar, and you know, you can't extradite sentenced prisoners for murder back to Saudi Arabia where they have the death penalty. You know, there are all sorts of complications, I'm not minimizing. But all that I am saying is that we should encourage, where this is appropriate, the conclusion of prison transfer agreements, even if we did it on a SADC list, of that 10,000, about 8,000 come from SADC countries alone. And there are less than 1,000 South Africans serving sentences abroad. So, I mean.
So, one situation, right? All right. Between the four and myself, we will add those two paragraphs, electronic monitoring and exploring repatriation where it is feasible and appropriate to our report. Adopted accordingly? Thank you very much.
So we can.
Yes, sir?
I just have a little problem on page
3.
This question is not a follow-up thing. It is more a connection. You see, for example, when you say, yeah, on every visit to the non-detention centers, the committee has come across numbers of detainees with bail of less than 1,000 pounds. Now, you know, to an outside reader, it would mean many things. That you met detainees. What does it exactly mean? I think wherever, and it appears in this particular entire paragraph a couple of times, the truth of the matter is that they were granted bail.
They could not afford the bail.
Which is less than 1,000 rand, but they are unable to pay that bail. Yet anybody may afford it. We just find something that will sort of get that message.
No, I think we were there. Mm. We were talking about affordability. The granting we agreed is there, but it's about the affordability. And you know that the minister now and then says that they add 10 rand just so that they don't qualify for this type of thing. Where is 1,000 rand and make it 1,010 rand? So you can't. 1,050 rand. No, she's indicated that. So
yeah.
We will capture that.
Chairperson, another one that
you've got that report?
Yes.
He's on page 4. It's the shelf, the first two is about 100. According to the DCS, now we are qualifying where we got the information from.
Yes.
The last paragraph.
Yes, sir.
It costs the state approximately 123.37 per day. Now, you see, Chair, yet again, you know, when we speak in public, we bendy about the figure of about 200 that it cost us per year.
200 to 300.
Now, I don't know how much it is.
2 to 3.
Now, my problem, Chair, is that again, these guys from the department come and tell us it's 123.37 cents. The question that arises is this. Have they taken into account the various cost components? Not just a question of the feeling or one or two elements. I mean, the cost component in terms of the, for example, the salaries of the warders. They take that into account. Who's employing those people to look after them? And various other factors. For example, taking these guys to hospitals, taking them, for example, to the courts, the remand detainees, and people like that. When we put down a female air chairperson, I would just like to ask that we request these people to give you a breakdown of how they got to 123.37 cents. So that, you know, we don't bendy about different figures. You know, when we argued about the cost of the PPPs, based it on certain factors. Likewise, yes, Jefferson, I don't think all those factors have been taken into account.
Okay, is it, would you be satisfied, sir, if we added, according to DCS, it costs the state approximately 123 per day, and we can put, which we consider very conservative, because then that opens it up to us. So if they say 123, we are looking at 300 rand. So that's, and when we argued in our debates, we could say that we think that is closer to another figure if we take into consideration this.
And I said,
yeah,
I mean,
Cindy
has correctly put here, according to the DCS.
Yep.
That's what we. But I don't know, Chair, whether you don't want to say that according to them, this is the figure which we believe is much higher considering various other factors.
That's what I'm saying, which we consider very conservative without necessarily doing anything else. Yeah, and then in our debate we can elaborate on why we think it's conservative.
But definitely in the meantime, it would be prudent to ask them, we must come to this. Prudent to ask them that they've given us this figure, can they tell us what are the factors that were taken into account in cost factors determining this figure? And then tell us.
Alright, before you capture this considered conservative, we picked up granted versus affordability, and then we will add Mr. Sells to proposals around electronic monitoring to be brought up stronger and repatriation. And we will then accordingly, I mean, with those changes submitted forward, we're not going to bring it back to you guys. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Can I raise two questions again?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I was informed yesterday that the Prince of Prison was not
passed.
Now, I spoke to a woman in Lodisa yesterday, and said that the prison got a generator, which helped, which provides power, for example, while people are cooking meals, and while at night times the lights go on, and all that sort of thing. And it comes and goes and so on, but I just thought the committee should know that there's a major prison facility in South Africa that's sitting at this point without power.
What do we do? What is the suggestion? That same thing we picked up in Tata the day we arrived.
Yes.
So do you want us to I don't know, what do we do when we find something like that? Write to them and tell them to tell us what's that? I don't know, what do we do? It's good for our information, but do we raise
you
it?
No,
I thank you very much.
I have taken it up.
You've taken it up with what?
My question, Chairperson, is that if why they haven't sent out to communicate with the Chairperson about this one?
They're hoping it slips through the crack, I think.
I'm asking this because if the staff didn't get it, you should have known it. Now, why is that those are the breakdown? Because if people are complaining and so on and so forth, and if they don't know any of our members, that means those people will suffer, and we don't know, and if they are complaining, at the end of the day, we are looking at bad people, but at the end, we don't get information. That's where my problem is, the problem of communication between us and the head of department and the head of center.
Chairperson, are you trying to address this one before you?
Yes.
On the communication, right?
I'm proposing that by the end of the day, tomorrow morning, Mr. Mugisi must communicate to the chairperson if he solved the matter. And why didn't they communicate? But if they solve the matter, we can't sit with a prison that hasn't got life. And tomorrow we are going to be told that there were escapes, blah, 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 blah. So Jefferson, let them tell you tomorrow how it is a profit and it is solved.
Fine, we'll send the fact.
Okay.
We'll send the fact to that.
Before you say. I think you must be very robust.
Very robust.
Rude. Because if serves, then you know.
No, I agree.
The commissioner is there to communicate with him. And the commissioner should have known. If he doesn't know that there's something happening at Kronstadt, and self knows what is in Cape Town and he's not ahead of the person, then there is something wrong with the commissioner.
No, I think you're correct.
That's where the problem lies. Between the commissioner and the head of the center and yourself. That's the line of communication. Why is it broken down? Before you come to what my sister Parisa is saying.
Yeah.
And the commissioner must tell you exactly why it spent more than 24 hours.
Before it comes to the
police. Yes.
And to add Jefferson, if there's no power, what are these people eating? Here? No power.
And there is a generator.
There is a generator.
For light only.
And for heat. And for cooking. That's what I was talking.
Yes.
I switch it on when I have to prepare a meal.
No, we will draft a harsh letter. We will draft a harsh letter to the commissioner saying we pick this thing up.
Yes.
Via constituency, via Mr. Self, and the committee gets it, and we think it's proper that we should know about it, and he should have known about it before Mr. Self knows about it, something to that effect. We will look after it, since he knows how to be a service.
In addition, I think what we need to ask the commissioner is to give us, in terms of every center, what the contingency plans are in the event of issues like this. Not only electricity, but maybe
water.
What are the contingencies?
For the basic human rights, water and electricity. We'll ask them.
Exactly. Because you see, Chair, when Mr. Self talks of Kronstadt, that Mokaka municipality has got major problems because they don't pay their electricity. Well, I suppose. And the problem is this way, no developer wants to put up a factory, for example, come there if the infrastructure doesn't lend itself to a development. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with us. But I think, Chair, we need to know what are the contingency plans in the event of any form of unnatural disaster or whatever. They should have a plan.
Jefferson must not forget that Mr. Mudika is acting in Cleveland. No, he's no longer. Is he no longer there?
No, he is.
He is.
Unless you know more than us. No, he is. But let's start at another one. I mean, on this one, just to summarize, it will be about the communication, the fact that we're getting it and it's not coming to us, and the contingency for the country. Alright, we will draft a text that's prepared.
Finally, Chair, and thank you for your involvement. I'm looking for a volunteer to come with me to Oatsland prison. Because in the Oatsland prison is Queenie of Pond Negro. Queenie burns me about 3 times a day. And then and so she carries on and on. Now, I mean, I'm not minimizing our terror being it. I'm not minimizing what she is there. And that is because she has major evidence of corruption in the Southern Cape area, and apparently is being looked after in the high security section, and is involved some officials, including with gang members, involved in smuggling of weapons and other contraband in the prison. Now, it may be complete nonsense, but he, she is much on my conscience. But I don't want to go there alone, because I want two sets of ears, please.
Okay. Any volunteers with those two?
how do we get there? I suppose we have to fly to George and then look that up from George to Oak.
That's
here, since I was very naughty, I felt sick and I wasn't in the last round of
site
visits. I will volunteer to look at the beautiful Southern Cape.
Thank you very much.
Can we make arrangements?
Yeah, so offline you guys can make the necessary arrangements and give us a report back. Thank you. Any other pressing matters, ma'am?
You remember last week when I raised a concern concerning where is the commissioner from Mpumalanga or Northwest and Limpopo? There was a dialogue between themselves. They end up, the department, they end up appointing that lady. Then she said no. Then we end up saying yes because the commissioner said this is the new one.
The acting.
Yes. Now, these people are not telling the truth, all of this stuff. It's not true. Because that lady, she was sitting in the that side in the Eastern Cape.
Then she was taken
to the now, these people are not telling us the truth. Next time you hear this, or tomorrow you hear that there's no water, there's no electricity. Kimberly, there's no water. I think Chairperson must talk to Commissioner Tom, please.
No, okay, thank you very much. So we are agreeing that next week we have a 2-minute meeting that will adopt the minutes and the oversight report. That's all we're doing. There's no, we will cancel everything else. We will
no extra report.
No, and we will write to Mr. Frolic indicating that we will accede to their request, but we have these concerns about the planning. That we will do the minute we leave here. We will write a letter, a fax to Mr. Monyane, and then we meet each other for an hour on Wednesday. Yes, thank you very much.
Before we run away?
No. Parole thing, but But according to the system, they could technically argue and say, no, we're waiting for everybody. This number belongs to all. So it's just a mess. Talk to whoever given a talk there. This is the number of the aunt. So when we got aunt, that's the number of the aunt. But who was that? You know the gift? Yeah, so she brought that to me. She said, but she's not confused that we all I said is that we will try and look at it and see. I suppose we must start by saying, what is your manifestation? Is it you or Sharon and all the type of things that maybe all will come up with that? And ask them to tell us, is he eligible for bail? Are they for parole? When is he eligible for parole? And so on. And then tell these people we will come back to them as soon as we have a response from them. Did you? To who? No, because the SG was here. And I said, I'm so sorry, sir. No, it's fine. That's fine. But he went away and he was very happy. On Monday. Maybe I should have said that. Okay, he was apparently somewhere loitering here yesterday. He was here. You guys will do the same. For the report. Are you going to talk to him? There's the letter before you send it. The report, I can see it. But listen, that's to who? The commissioner. But will you let me have a letter before you know? Yeah, then you can make it. That's fine. And then to...
Then you hear what you
know. I'm going to really like the letter. So, yes, yeah, so, no. So will you do that? Say that members are agreeing, but we are registering our protest because we are at the last meeting. Tell these people not to come. And we had by the external not just the department. So yeah, right, that's because they have changed. But the one to commission the minister will get before. Thank you very much. There are some general things we can give it to them. Most general things. But those that are for me,